Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander viewers are advised that the following program contains images and voices of people who have died.
Lived with somebody for 17 years, 17 years too long.
She's known almost universally as Auntie Ida.
Well, we call her Auntie Ida because that's a sign of respect in our community, because Auntie Ida is an elder in the Aboriginal community.
She comes from an age when Tasmanian Aboriginality was suppressed. The language was officially muzzled and all but lost. The entire culture, it was argued, had died.
We were always frightened of Kutikana. We had to go to sleep. Old Kutikana was coming to get us. And we'd soon go to bed.
She's always been a strong character. She was raised on Flinders, the northern part of Flinders, and herself raised a small family. She was always one of the mutton birders. Never, ever had money, never, ever had a very high standard of living.
Father and mother always brought us up to put our shoulders back, although I'm not very straight in the back. We had to only call names at school. We had to get home and go to school the next day and fight them. Of course, we only had 30 children to fight with. And what a wild school it was, too. I think it was the wildest school in the Straits.
When Tasmania's Aboriginal community began to mobilise in the 1970s, Ida was one of the first in. Underneath the little old lady looks was another character entirely.
There's another side to Ida, I can tell you that. She can be very sweet, she can be very helpful to people, but a lot of people around Ida would tell you that if she wants people to toe the line, she'll make it very, very plain. And people like me can speak from experience about that.
And even Auntie Ida herself admits she was never as she looked, never a softie.
Well, I suppose being a radical, I suppose.
That's not the way people see you, of course, is it?
No. No, I can see it, like, on both sides. I can try and keep them calm, I mean. But if they come down here to march, well, I'd come with them.
She was at most of the protests, sometimes got the blame for the organisation.
Pierce said, "Who started this march?" And they said, "Auntie Ida."